100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 34 degrees and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. J.D. Vance, former President Trump's running mate, went to the Minneapolis police station near where George Floyd was murdered in 2020 to accuse Governor Tim Walz, Vice President Harris's running mate, of doing absolutely nothing.
I cannot believe how much this governor abandoned his own people.
Then President Trump expressed support for Walz's handling of the protests. In Green Bay, Walz wanted to know about Trump's medical records.
Donald Trump said that he released his medical records. Look, he says now, I think he forgot to do it. He's been forgetting things. We'll give him a break on this.
Harris already released hers previously. William Jacob Parsons charged with misdemeanor threatening of federal emergency management agency workers in storm-ravaged North Carolina's Rutherford County. Former Columbus, Ohio Zoo and Aquarium chief exec Tom Stolf sentenced to 7 years in prison for defrauding the attraction out of $2 million. This is ABC. The hits just keep coming for jailed entertainment mogul Sean Combs in the form of new lawsuits asserting sexual improprieties.
In new civil lawsuits, he's now accused of sexually assaulting six more people, including a man who says he was 16 at the time of the alleged assault at Combs' famous white parties in the Hamptons, where a then 16-year-old looking to break into the music industry says Combs allegedly demanded that he needed to drop his pants and then molested him, asking, "Don't you want to break into the business?"
ABC's Aaron Katursky. At the Kennedy Space Center.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And liftoff. Liftoff of Falcon Heavy with Europa Clipper.
A SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket launching the Europa Clipper on a 5.5-year flight to Jupiter, where it will try to determine whether there's liquid water underneath the icy crust of the moon Europa. Where there's water, there could be life, although Europa Clipper will not be looking for life itself. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 53 with partly sunny conditions, cool and breezy. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a hard freeze, a low of 25. Wednesday, mostly sunny and more seasonal, a high of 59. Thursday, up to 66 with sunshine. And Friday, mostly sunny and mild, a high of 70. 73 Saturday, partly cloudy and warm once again. Yesterday's high was 49. It was a cool day in southwest Wisconsin. This morning, after a midnight reading of 36, and winds right now from the north-northeast around 2 miles per hour, we are at 34 degrees. That's the latest on weather, the first forecast of the day, as we begin the broadcast day officially here on a Tuesday morning, October 15th.
Oh, say can you see dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the red so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. Tells me I am his own, and the joys we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is
We start the day in a positive way with the Gatlin Brothers and In the Garden. Before that, Maggie Rose did the honors to officially open our broadcast day, and here we are together again, friends. The Light in the Milk House Show, the lights are on here at the studios, and we've got some good stuff to tell you about, some fun stuff today, some in-studio guests a little later on, and great music along the way. Some info to get you in the know, including sports scores coming up in about 10 minutes or so. The World Series looms, teams fighting in the playoffs, and also a Monday Night Football game that saw Aaron Rodgers, former Packers quarterback, fall a little short. We'll have details in just a little bit. Right now, let's head out to the auction.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there, and what are you going to give for? I'm a 25 to give 30 now. Five, another $40. I'm going to make it $40 now. Five, another $50. I'm going to make it $50 now. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him that he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bidder now, $30, $30, will you give me 30, make it 30, bid it a mama, $30, will you give me 30, hoorah, bid it a $30 bid. $30 bidder now, $35, will you give me 35, to make it 35, to bid it a 35, who would have bid it at a $35 bid. As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest, he practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid it on the $40, $40 will you give me 40, make it a 40, bid it on the $40, will you give me 40, hoorah, bid it a $40 bid. $40 bid it now, 45, will you give me 45 to make it a 45 to bid it a 45, who would have bid it at a $45 bid? So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool. He came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. Then the people came from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's a top in all the land. Let's pause and give that man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid, and I'm a $50, $50, will they give me 50, make it 50, bid it, I'm on a $50, will they give me 50, who's the $50 bill? $50 bid, and I'm 55, will they give me 55, I'll make it a 55, I'll bid it a 55, I sold that hog for the $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let them out and walk them, boys. Here we come a ladder number 29 in. What are you going to get for him? I'm a 25 to give 30 now. Five, rip it up, pop another $40 on the main 40 now. Five, rip it up, five, make it a five. Yes, five now. $60 on the will to give me 60 now. Five, rip it up, pop another.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and papa. And down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they've all come to meet me, arms are reached, smiling sweetly. It's so good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walked with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at these four gray walls that surround me. And I realize that I was only dreaming. For there's a garden, there's a sad old padre. Arm in arm we'll walk at daybreak, when again I'll touch the green, green grass of home.
They'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree, as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
Porter Wagoner and the original version of that song, which became a standard recorded by many in country music over the years. From the community calendar today, Red Cross blood drives are happening around southwestern and south central Wisconsin this week. Today, there will be a drive at Baraboo High School from 9 until 2, and also at Linden Station Fire Station from noon until 4. For these or any of the blood drives in the area, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or online at redcrossblood.org. A reminder, a winter market will be held each Wednesday, now that we're getting into the fall and winter season, at the Richland Center Community and Senior Center. Starting tomorrow, it gets underway at noon. And Christ Lutheran Church Highland will host a soup supper from 4:30 until 7 tomorrow night at the Highland Area Historical Society Gym, the old Highland High School gym. Cost of the all-you-can-eat meal is $10 for adults, $5 for children ages 5 to 12, and under 5 free. Carryouts will be available for that event.
Calves were steady, with slaughter cows stronger at the past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $550, with the beef calves $785 and down. Dairy cows range from $83 up to $1.10, with beef cows up to $123. big beef bulls up to 135. At our last Friday feeder sale, we saw the 450 to 550-pound Holstein steers sell from 225 to 250. Same weight Holstein bulls, 165 to 210. 1,000-pound Holstein steers, 150 to 165. The 300 to 500-pound beef calves range from 250 to 315. 600 to 800-pound beef steers, 230 to 285. Same weight heifers, 175 to 230. The cross-fed steers and heifers sold from 155 to 195, depending on quality. Our next feeder sale will be Friday, October 18th. Now would be a good time to get your cattle consigned for the October 18th, November 1st, or November 15th feeder sales at Viola. Call Darren Colton or Jim at 627-1401 at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
The economy is doing well, so why are gas and grocery prices not going down? The good economy has resulted in corporate profits at record highs, but what are the corporations doing with their profits? Are they increasing the wages of workers in proportion to their profits? No. Are they decreasing the cost of their products? No. They are paying their CEOs huge bonuses and manipulating their stock to benefit their investors. In addition, mergers have allowed them to eliminate competition and set prices however they want. The problem is that politicians refuse to regulate corporations to make sure they serve the American people. Consumer protections that impose a federal ban on corporate price gouging and increased scrutiny of potential mergers could address this problem. Check the policy positions of the politicians you will vote for in November and ask them if they support consumer protections to make the economy work for all of us.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
34 degrees in Richland Center. Good morning, 19 minutes after 5 o'clock. A frost advisory for most of the area in effect until 9 this morning. And a freeze warning for all of the area Wednesday from 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. Today's forecast is calling for a high of 53 and a low tonight of 25. An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in NBA preseason action, the Bucks beat the Bulls 111-107. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 24, Damian Lillard 20 for Milwaukee. In other action from the NBA preseason, Memphis 120, Indiana 116. It was Philadelphia 104, Atlanta 89, Brooklyn 131, Washington 92, and the Clippers beat Dallas 110
to 96. Juan Soto homered during the New York three-run third inning. Carlos Rodon got his first postseason win, and the Yankees took advantage of Cleveland's wildness in a 5-2 victory in Game 1 of the American League Championship Series. Cleveland became only the second team to throw a pair of run-scoring wild pitches in a postseason inning and tied a postseason record with 5 overall. And Francisco Lindor and Mark Vientos homered as the Mets stopped the Dodgers' record-tying postseason scoreless streak in a 7-3 victory, tying the National League Championship Series at one game apiece. Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills overcame a Hail Mary touchdown throw by Aaron Rodgers as the first half ended to beat the Jets 23-20 and take control of the AFC East. Allen threw 2 touchdown passes and ran for another score, and Tyler Bass made up for an earlier miss by kicking a go-ahead 22-yard field goal with 3:43 left to help the Bills snap a 2-game skid. The loss was the third in a row for the Jets, who capped a tumultuous week during which Coach Robert Saleh was fired, defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich replaced him as the interim coach, and offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett was demoted from play calling duties in favor of Todd Downing. But Rodgers with another Hail Mary right before halftime, it was not enough. And from the NHL, New Jersey 3-0 over Utah, Florida 4, Boston 3, Ottawa 1 in overtime, 8-7 over Los Angeles, the Rangers 4, Detroit 1, Pittsburgh 6-3 over Montreal, and the Islanders got the win against Colorado, final score of 6-2. And that is an update on sports.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
All right, kids, it's time to warm up officially here today. I was cold yesterday, too. Grumpy and complain. It was chilly. That wind was cold. 49 for a high yesterday. We'll do a little bit better than that today. But let's warm up here. If we can, a 1 and a 2 and a... you go. That was old Harold Steinbach and the orchestra and the Three Yanks Polka. Whew. Well, after that workout, we need a cool-down waltz here today. On the Light the Milk Cow Show, it's Tracy Lawrence.
She knows every move that a man could make. She knows every trick in the book. She knows how to give. She knows how to take. But so many times she's been taken.
They can kiss on a night like this.
Bobby G. Rice on the Light in the Milk House show, giving you the talk right there. Anyway, we're heading toward a high of 53 later today, so a bit warmer than yesterday. And still we'll have some winds. It'll make it feel cooler, around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Right now it is 34 degrees.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30. This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
News on Brownfield. Great performance in the field makes Pioneer brand corn number one in America. For a winning season, it's Pioneer brand corn. Your best year starts here. A commodities economist says prices aren't expected to move higher unless there's a weather scare in Brazil and Argentina. Arlen Suderman with StoneX Group says it's not expected in the near term, and U.S. producers are marketing their harvested grain accordingly.
Farmers are going to utilize their storage largely for corn while they're trying to move their soybeans, fearing that if Brazil has a big crop in Argentina with larger area has a decent crop and Chinese demand turning softer, that we could be vulnerable to lower prices down the road.
He says there's been a delay in soybean planting in Brazil due to the dry conditions, and when there are planting delays, there is a risk the second crop corn will be planted late.
And that pushes its pollination and grain fill period into the dry season if the rains end at their normal time. We have produced big corn crops when they were planted late in years when the rainy season lasted longer than expected.
But if the rainy season ends at its normal time, Suderman says a shorter corn crop is expected in South America. Cranberry harvest is in full swing. Brownfield's Larry Lee reports.
Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association Executive Director Grant Holly tells Brownfield the recent warm days and now cooler weather has helped the berries.
The colder mornings and the colder nights that we're having is going to help to be able to get that color onto the berries. So even though that nice warm week that we actually had really helped be able to plump them up, we now have some of these colder days that are going to start putting that pretty red.
Holly says harvest is already about half finished.
Here in central Wisconsin, we probably still have another couple of weeks of harvest. A little bit closer to the northern parts of Wisconsin, they're going to be going into November.
Wisconsin's Allison Dairyland Haley Heinzel presented the proclamation from Governor Tony Evers, recognizing this week as Cranberry Growers Appreciation Week.
Celebrating 20 years of the cranberry as our state fruit and 30 years of Wisconsin leading the nation in the production of cranberries.
From Cutler Cranberry Company between Mather and Camp Douglas, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Thanks, Larry. An FBI special agent says agriculture is a growing target for cyber criminals. Gene Cowell with the FBI's Omaha field office says a key reason is because of the industry's ties to the economy and national security.
A lot of the producers don't have a big budget for cybersecurity. And because of that, both cyber criminals and nation state adversaries see that as a vulnerability that they're more than happy to exploit.
Cowell says increased reliance on cloud technology through precision ag has created more vulnerabilities.
And that is something that foreign adversaries like China can take advantage of.
He says simple steps like having multi-factor authentication and reporting incidents when they happen can help protect the entire industry. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Wisconsin farmers are leading the way in soil health. By adding cover crops, farmers are demonstrating their commitment to the land, water, community, and helping their bottom line. Talk about being best in the field. This year, the Farmers for Soil Health program, in partnership with the Conservation Technology Information Center, is offering 3 years of financial incentives to Wisconsin producers who adopt cover crops. Join the soil health movement and enroll in a program that's built by farmers for farmers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com.
Ever go to the trouble to grill or cook something only to have it lacking? Stop by Walsh's Ace Hardware and check out the extensive line of rubs, sauces, marinades, and brines. They have popular names like Meat Church, Big Mo, Myron Mixon, and Cosmos. Look for specialty items. Look for General's Hot Sauce, Lily's, and Bee's rubs you won't find everywhere. They even carry locally made sauces. Check out a new flavor and amp up that next cookout from Walsh's Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
A quiet day for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet, typical for a Monday. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Nebraska, Colorado, but lower in Kansas and in Texas. Bids and asking prices weren't established Monday. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers and heifers were steady to $2 higher. Steer and heifer calves were $2 to $6 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate to good and quality was average. Most of the cattle came off grass. Receipts were up on the week but down on the year. Medium and large one feeder steers, 560 to 590 pounds, brought $279 to $300. Feeder steer, 650 to 688 pounds, brought $263 to $269. And feeder heifer, 656 to 697 pounds, brought $239 to $253. Box beef closed higher with strong demand for light offerings. Choice up 210 at $313.32. Select was $1.73 higher at $290.45. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 10,000 on the week and down 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed firm with a handful of negotiated purchases. The cash hog market has been lackluster at best recently. Processors are in the driver's seat and are moving hogs at their desired pace, which hasn't been a lot. Global demand for U.S. pork continues to be strong, and that's helping provide price support. But there are long-term concerns about domestic demand strength and how it could impact the market. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 13 cents with a weighted average of $74.47. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values into the day higher, up 50 cents at $94.97. Bellies, ribs, loins, and hams were all higher. Butts were the lone primal to move lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 479,000 head. That's up 8,000 on the week and even on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were mostly higher Monday ahead of the week's direct business. And lean hog futures ended the day mostly lower on technical selling and questions about the strength in domestic demand. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on Stein to provide you the best products, get you higher yields and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans and corn saw another round of harvest pressure. November beans were down 9.5 at 9.96. January was 9.5 lower at 10.11.5. December corn was down 7.5 at 4.08.25. March was 8.25 lower at 4.24.75. Live cattle were up and feeders were mostly higher, getting ready for widespread direct business. December live is up 35 at 187.92. February was 50 higher at 188.70. November feeders, the exception, were down 22 at 249.57. And with questions about sustained domestic demand, December hogs were $1.85 lower at 75.80. February lean was down 132 at 79.82. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
What is food security? Depends on who you ask, as you'll learn today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Apparently, the term food security is a matter of opinion. The in-house reporters at the U.S. Department of Agriculture were asking around recently. CropLife America's Kelly Bray said crop protection products.
That we have tools at our disposal to be able to use safely, efficiently, and when and where needed is a really critical part to make sure that those weeds and bugs don't get that food before America's consumers do.
Corey Rosenbusch of the Fertilizer Institute said, what else? Fertilizer access.
We have some scientific studies that show that 50% of the crop yields on a global basis are attributed to fertilizer use.
USDA research economist Jordan Jones says food and nutrition assistance is food security.
SNAP participation increased in 2023 to about 42 million people per month on average, and that came out to about a 12.6% national participation rate. In terms of developments, we saw a sizable increase in the regular benefit for the year.
And Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack thinks food security is making sure farmers have economic security.
How about we create multiple income streams that that farmer can utilize? So if commodity prices are down 1 year, maybe there's another source of income that's also coming into the farm that bolsters the family farm income.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. Bloomington Livestock hosts feeder cattle sales on Fridays at 9 a.m. The Friday sale will be a combination sale, special Holstein and Angus Cross and beef new crop calf yearling sale. For more information, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call today.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. Researchers at Kansas State University have determined a cause and potential solution for greenhouse gas emissions from silage. Jung Dam says his team tested simulated silage from corn, alfalfa, and sorghum and monitored their emissions.
A group of bacteria called denitrifiers are responsible for nitrous oxide emissions from silage making.
The next step will be a full-scale demonstration that also includes a potential impact on the meat processing industry. The U.S. Dairy Export Council says modest improvements in dairy shipments during August helped push volumes ahead of last year. Total U.S. dairy export volumes were up 1.7% from last August, and values were up 10% to $708 million. That's the biggest jump of this year. Shipments of cheese were up 15% year over year. Low-protein exports were up 5%, while non-fat dry milk and skim milk powder exports were down 1%. Exports of other cheeses, like Gouda, experienced a major bump during the month, up 31% from last August. Exports to the Middle East and North Africa were up 136% for the month. Demand was also strong in Mexico, the Philippines, South America, and Central America and in the Caribbean. Gas dairy prices experienced a light trade on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Monday with a butter buying spree. Dryway was unchanged at 59.5 cents, blocks down 0.75 cents at $1.88, barrels down 4.25 cents at $1.84.5, butter down a penny at $2.61.5, and unfat dry milk was up 0.25 cents at $1.35.5. Most categories experienced one or just a few sales, while butter had 33 Monday. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Good morning from WRCO. It's 34 degrees here in Richland Center. Today's forecast calls for 53 for a high. A frost advisory remains in effect for the area until 9 this morning. Mainly clear and cold with a hard freeze tonight and a low of 25. Wednesday, mostly sunny and pleasant and a high of 58 degrees. A freeze warning for all of the area will be in effect from 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. Wednesday. Thursday, 65 with some gusty winds and Friday, 70. The weekend sounds divine. A temperature of 73 Saturday and 75 Sunday. At WRCO Studios, we have an east-northeast wind at 3, and it is 34 degrees. All right, shuffling along into Tuesday a little further. This is Farron Young.
Hello, walls. Hot things go for you today. Don't you miss her? Since she upped and walked away, and I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, window. Well, I see that you're still here. Aren't you lonely? Since our darling disappeared. Well, look here, is that a teardrop in the corner of your pain? Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling. I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep, so won't you bear with me a while? We must all stick together, or else I'll lose my mind. I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
Where the deep, blue, pearly waters wash upon white silver sand. And obey my heart's command. Where the deep, blue, pearly waters wash upon white silver sand. I watch the sun set in the evening in a far and distant land. Silver sand, there on the brink, all of I kissed her, and oh, my heart's command. You watch the sun.
Sonny James on the Light in the Milk Cow Show and White Silver Sands. A second harvest food distribution will be held in Boscobel today, beginning at 9:30 this morning in the Corpus Christi Catholic Church parking lot. This distribution is drive-through only and free to everyone. That's going on today. Well, meteorologist Tony Schumacher tells us about what we can expect for the day and in the coming days. Pretty typical fall weather, except when you get to this weekend, and then, okay. But I did break down. I have my first short, I gave up my short sleeves. I have my first long sleeve shirt of the season on today. It was time to not bear arms anymore, I guess. Here's Ronnie McDowell.
I used to want no ties to bind me. The only love I took was free. And then you said I stole your heart, babe. You made a wanted man of me. You won't see my face on any poster. And there's nobody on my head. And my reward is in your bed. You made a wanted man of me. You said my love is all you want and all you need. You set your sights on making sure I don't go free. You made a wanted man of me. Lonely and look for other hearts to steal, but I returned the love I'd taken and told the truth about how I feel. We faced each other in the courthouse, and the judge said my sentence was for life. Pronounced as man and wife. You made a wanted man of me. You said my love is all you want and all you need. You set your sights on making sure I don't go free. You made a wanted man of me.
Ronnie McDowell on WRCO Radio. It is now 7 minutes before 6 o'clock.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Come, join us for Bev's Walk, sponsored by Passages, where we believe every victim. On Tuesday, October 22nd, from 5 to 7:30 p.m., let's gather at Crosscut Park in Richland Center to show support for survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. Enjoy delicious food from Utter Brothers, Christie's Sunnyside Cafe, and TKO Barbecue, along with inspiring guest speakers, live music from the Pink Whiskey Band, and powerful survivor stories. There'll even be face painting for the kids. Get your event t-shirts for just $25, with all proceeds supporting the Grateful Scholarship in honor of Beverly. Register now by visiting passagesrc.org for more info. Let's walk together for a cause that matters. Bev's Walk, Believing Every Victim, Tuesday, October 22nd at Crosscup Park.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School boys basketball team. The event is held in the River Valley High School gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School boys basketball team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we certainly have some chilly weather across the area, and that'll be the case yet through tomorrow with a variety of frost and freeze warnings out. So if you have any good plants growing yet, you may want to bring those inside if you wish to extend their season. Otherwise, it looks like another dry and sunny stretch shaping up with high pressure building in. It's a large one. Should bring us at least four or five nice sunny days. As we get into the south, wind flow behind the high pressure system, warmer air will spill in too starting on Thursday, with readings as much as 20 degrees above normal for the upcoming weekend. There could be a cold front moving through right around Tuesday of next week for a next chance of just a couple of showers. The forecast for today has the frost advisory in much of the area through 9 a.m. today, with partly cloudy skies, high near 53, north and northwest wind 5 to 15. Tonight, a freeze warning kicks in at 1 a.m., goes through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Mainly clear skies with a hard freeze, low temperature in the mid-20s, and light winds. Mostly sunny and pleasant tomorrow, high at 58. West wind turning southwest at 4 to 8 miles an hour. Thursday, sunny and warming with gusty winds, temperature topping out at 65 degrees. Heading into Friday, sunny, breezy, and mild, low 40, high of 70. Saturday should be very nice with partly cloudy skies, low once again about 40, high 73. Sunday, lots of sunshine, continued unusually warm, low 43 with a high of 75. Monday, still dry and quiet with partly cloudy skies, low in the mid-40s, high 73. There is a small chance of a shower late Monday night. We'll enjoy some of that sunshine today, again a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 33 degrees currently. We look at yesterday's stats. 49 was the high and no precipitation. A record high was set in 1953 at 89. The record low, 22 in 1952. A year ago, the high was 59 and the low, 43. Sunset will occur at 6:19 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 7:16 this morning. Northeast winds are at 2, and also the barometer is at 30.25, up slightly today. No precipitation today. And again, with clear conditions, we're at our overnight low. In fact, we've